Listening to CGSF 90.1 in Burnaby, British Columbia.
In an anarchist dwelling, so humble and so mean, oh, smell the pungent odor of nitroglycerine. And while busy making fuses and filling cans with nails, the little Slavic children set up this mournful wheel. Well, it's Sister Jenny's turn to throw the bomb. Oh, well, the last one, it was thrown by Brother Tom. Oh, poor mother's aim is bad, and the cops say all know Dad. So it's Sister Jenny's turn to throw the bomb. Sister Jenny, she came back and stood by her mother's side. Her little eyes were shining with a sort of girlish pride. She said, oh, tell me, mother, don't you think that I did well?
Well, yes, you did, and bless you, child, you blew them all to pieces.
Well, it's Sister Jenny's turn to throw the bomb. Oh, well, the last one, it was thrown by Brother Tom. Oh, poor mother's aim is bad, and the cops say all know Dad. So it's Sister Jenny's turn to throw the bomb.
Hello and welcome in to another episode of Syrup Moose Radio, an award-winning anti-fascist program coming to you from 93.9 FM CICK, Smithers Community Radio. This show is recorded and broadcast on the unceded traditional territory of the Gitxsan and Wet'suwet'en peoples. We are also sponsored by the Skeena Watershed Conservation Coalition. You can find the great works that they are doing on Facebook. You can also hear this show on 90.1 FM CJSF in Burnaby, 102.7 FM CKMS in Waterloo, 88.3 FM CKXU in Lethbridge, and 88.7 FM CFUR in Prince George. You can stay up on what is happening with the show and everything else that I get up to over on www.themarsh.ca. You can also send me music or stories or thoughts and feelings to syrupmoose records@gmail.com. FAFO1312.
Short-sighted fixation. Buffoons in their dancing shoes. Devil's vacation. We're all too green to feel blue. It's a sight for mannequin eyes. Runner of last place surprise. Of fools drowning in jewels.
right. That was spoiler alert by the Gherkins here on Syrup Moose Radio. This is episode 104 for the week of March 23rd. How is everybody doing? This one comes out on my home station on Tuesday, which is March 24th, which also is my 37th birthday, which is cool and something I've been having complicated feelings about, and now I feel like I might be over it, so that's good. But I am recording this in the past to go out in a couple of days when it is actually the day that I age, whatever. We're going to take it easy this week. I'm going to play music and just sort of chit-chat, shoot the shit with everybody. I realize I need to update my pre-record there at the beginning because this show is now on Untidy Radio, as well as all the other stations that I mentioned before that song there. I just haven't quite gotten around to doing the re-record on that, so make sure to check out themarsh.ca for information about this show. As I said, folks, we are doing music today. Not quite a mixtape episode because I'm gonna you know, run my mouth between songs and stuff. But we're gonna just have a relatively easy show today because that's where I'm at. I truly don't really feel like going much crazier. You know, I'm just feeling a little bit like I need a break. And what better time to take that break than when it's your birthday? Because why not? The next song actually we're going to play is by Bjorn Martin Klaus. It is from Detective Stories, Memories of Love and Crime and Death. And I'm looking forward to sharing it with you. It is this and the previous song actually were both submitted to me by some very cool folks in the Ampwall Discord. If you're not using Ampwall, why not? You should. Anyway, this song is called Chapter 3, and I believe that's the whole title, but I'm going to double check just in case because it's there's a lot of long... here we go, Chapter 3... Defective Detective is the name of this one. And we're going to be right back when it's over. So stick around for more from Syrup Moose Radio.
Yeah, that detective fella.
Where was he?
In the bar.
From work, wondering why his boss is such an incredible jerk. Detective Holloway, Holloway. The wife left him early, he missed her today. The booze let him in until he was feeling okay. Detective Holloway, Holloway. Gone down since he is around. The beat cops call him Hank the Bloodhound. Detective Holloway, Holloway. It feels like a walking and talking cliche, but needs something to break free and move away. Detective Holloway, trumpet is his blind revenge. After hours, he plays completely in a
Make the trumpet talk and tell the truth wherever you go.
Cause events are words.
St. John Mission with Good Damn. And before that, you heard BMK with Chapter 3, Defective Detective from Memories of Love and Crime and Death. Keeping it weird this week, I think. It's going to be a nice, weird show. There is a tremendous amount of Canadian content, which is always very exciting. And fresh stuff from the Bandcamp searches. So I've been really enjoying finding music that way. It really is always kind of a nice surprise to see when stuff comes from closer and farther, and it's just interesting. It's a big country I live in, so you know, trying to find that Canadian music is always nice, and there's a lot of weirdos out there just like me. Speaking of weirdos just like me, I'm going to announce here first, I'm going to record the announcement here first, but I might have already announced it publicly elsewhere. Your boy Megafauna will be at the 2026 Midsummer Music Festival in Smithers, BC. I am excited. They're trying something new this year, and they have put me... I want to make sure I say it all properly, because I think it's a very cool idea, and I hope people will come and check it out. So they have put me on what they are calling the... Oh my god, I should have had this stuff. Ready to go. Okay. So they are putting me on what they are calling the Soundscape Showcase at the festival. It's a smaller stage, but they are looking to show another side of electronic music. And I think that's very cool. I'm really looking forward to trying this out. So they want to give sound artists an opportunity to step forward and create ethereal, transporting vibes filled... vibe-filled music in a concert settings, hoping to help others see electronic music in a different way. I'm really excited to see what this is going to look like, because, you know, last year when I was doing summer live shows, I tried to get a little more high energy, a little dancier, just to see, you know, just to make it fun for people in those environments. And then this year I'm being asked to get a little weird with it, and I'm very excited about that. So look forward to that. I hope you will come and check out that set. I don't have any more information other than I will be playing at Midsummer this year on a new stage, and I'm very excited. So stay tuned for more about that, and I gotta get my frickin' live show together, I guess. That is the first festival to book me this year, and it could be the only one. So if you're hoping to see Megafauna at festivals this year, you might be out of luck, other than if you come to Smithers and come and check out Midsummer. I think you should, because it's going to be very good. We're going to check out now some more music. This is Remy from the Corner of My Room. Please enjoy it, and we will be back when it's over. Obsidian One for Your Own Good, and before that, From the Corner of My Room by Remy. Oh, everybody, this is the Sierra Moose Records birthday special. I don't know what that means. I think last year I did an episode where I played songs from every year that I'd been alive or something. I think that was the gimmick last year. This year there's no gimmick. I'm just doing something easy instead of depressing, because I think there's a lot going on that is depressing, as we can see even by what the gas costs in Smithers right now. Good Lord. Anyway, we're not going to get into it. Just know that it's not great. I'm going to just see here if I have anything fun to announce to you guys. I think the show, the set at Midsummer is the newest announcement, as well as the now being on Untidy Radio. We're also 3 days out from the release of Triumph of the Dragon God by Tide Harvester on Sirup Moose Records. Very excited to get that album out there. I think you will all enjoy it. And in the meantime, I'm going back and forth with Lander about getting my the single for my Grumchinter album uploaded to streaming services so that you can listen to that there if you want. Something has triggered their you know, detection service, and so clearly I and someone else used the same sample and they just used it first. So whatever, it's fine. It's all fine. We're gonna keep it moving. I got Advents up next with Circadian, and you are listening to Sierra Moose Radio. So here it comes.
A better truth you can't untrue.